Welcome to Improve Something Today. I'm Brian. Each episode, I bring you an idea from the world of lean and continuous improvement. Today's episode, options. So we like to have options, whether we think of our options as alternatives to choose from or cash in hand or the ability to change. Options are important to us. We aren't meant to be confined. But if you really investigate your own feelings about options, I bet you'll uncover a few things. First, I think the idea of having options is more important to us than actually having that potential for change or for free choice. We overvalue having options available to us in a lot of situations. And second, the fear of losing the options that we think we have matters more to us than it probably should. This isn't just about loss aversion. It's the idea that we're clinging to things that were illusory or didn't have much value to start with. And people can spend so much time keeping their options open, spend energy examining and choosing between alternatives, that it can get in the way of doing good and being good. It's like that great Liverpudlian philosopher said, "Life is what happens while you're busy making other plans." So the trick is to preserve options, but not let the upkeep and maintenance of these options become a kind of a distraction or cost or other waste. However, you can go too far in the other direction and get into a mode of just pursuing one idea at a time, getting on that mule and riding it till it falls over dead in the dust, and then swapping it out for another one. You're doing that over and over. If you do that, you'll have too many false starts and dead ends. So what does all this mean when it's time to work together and make things and do things as a group? How do we fit these characteristics of how we deal with options into a continuous improvement mindset? Well, if you're designing products or services, I think set-based design is the way to go. Set-based design. This is a key lean method that's often overlooked because it's about design, not production. You might have heard about the Toyota production system. That was a thing. There was a whole Toyota design system, still is. Other organizations have their own and use them in similar ways. However, I often see people taking continuous improvement frameworks that are used for maintaining and improving production activities and then try to apply them to design and development activities, design and development of new products or services. This is the underlying mistake of most agile practice and software development. So if you want to do this right, I suggest you look into set-based design, which is, the short version is, it's a way of managing trade-offs and exploring options in a sort of organized way as part of product design and development. You'll start with a larger set of options, and then you shrink this set of options down over time through experimentation and prototyping, eventually narrowing down to the one or two options that everybody can live with and that you're going to proceed with. This can help you develop consensus, you can avoid expensive rework or mistakes, and it can help you explore riskier, sort of longer shot ideas alongside less interesting or more conservative options. Now, the go-to book here is called Lean Product and Process Development by Ward and Sobeck. I want you to make sure you get the second edition. It's got some good case studies and so forth, and this will give you everything you need to get started. So as humans, we really value options. I think we probably overvalue options, but that's okay. We can make it work. And one really critical tool that I'd love for you to take a look at is set-based design, which is a way of reasoning about options as a group, exploring options, eliminating them in a sort of organized fashion, and arriving at a design that will make everybody happy. All right, that's Improved Something Today. Thanks for joining me, and I'll speak with you again soon. Have an awesome day.